Ah, there you are, Captain. How exciting. Come this way, my lord. Her Majesty the Queen told me this gonna be a special meeting between the two of you. So, we will need to make some changes in your outfit just in case. I can see you have a dashing outfit on already, and your weapons, that is a nice touch. However, my lord, I will have to remove that. Oh, you don't need to be surprised. It's simply a precaution. Since you are about to have a private meeting with Her Majesty, with no guards inside, only on the outside of the room, that is quite rare. You can't have weapons or armor on you. An armor is because you can just hide all sorts of weapon under it. As a captain, I'm sure you understand. Also, it would cause her trouble a bit while you have your meeting with her. You don't need to look so scared, my lord. I will help you with any matter you want me to. I understand that you can do this alone, but these are my orders, my lord. I have to follow them. You don't want me getting into trouble, do you? That's good, my lord. Let's see. I hope you don't mind if I come a little closer to you. I need to change a few things, because it just wouldn't suffice. So, for that, I will be taking your measurements, too. My lord, don't be shy. I can tell you have nothing to worry about. Let me just handle you, my lord. I promise you won't regret it. Yes, I promise. You are in good hands. I can assure you. I have quite the experience with these. I only do what I have or will be instructed to. She gave me specific orders to fulfill, which I will before you can meet her. But don't worry, I will be gentle. I won't bite, unless you want me to. It's simply a joke, my lord. I can see you are quite tense. Well, I know you are not used to this kind of treatment, but I assure you, my lord, you have nothing to worry about. We wouldn't want to hurt the captain now, do we? Oh no, I am not like that. My lord? What's the matter with it? Not used to it, I see. However, I am not able to call you another name other than my lord or captain. Your name? I wouldn't dare, my lord. I see. However, unfortunately it cannot be done, my lord. So tell me, have you ever met with Her Majesty? Well, that will be quite a first meeting then. What do I mean? Nothing at all, my lord. You will see. You don't need to tense up, my lord. I'm simply unbuckling your weapon belt so I can remove it. So, you can just let my hand go. I know you prefer doing this alone, my lord, but these are my orders, and I know you don't want to cause me any trouble, my lord. Now do you? I'm so glad we finally agreed on that. I can just do my job then. Now, let me just move this aside. It's quite a sword, my lord. I'm sure it saw many adventures with you. My lord, will you be fussing about this too? Do you wish me to call male attendants to help you with this? Would that make you feel more comfortable? No? Interesting. Well then, please stay still while I remove some of your clothes. I see you did your best, but Her Majesty gave me specific orders, my lord. I have to be precise. So, here we go. I was right. You didn't need to be shy at all, my lord. I just hope I will get the right size of your new outfit. We wouldn't want you to look like you will burst out of the clothes now, do we? Although, that would be quite a first impression. Unless that is what you're going for. Of course not. Now, let me get to your measuring, my lord. No, the pants can stay. I do love how you asked that, though. Were you anticipating its removal? Don't mind me, my lord. I'm just teasing you, that's all. A little joke to ease the tension. Now, my lord, I will have to move closer to you a little bit. Let me just put this aside. There. Yes, without it, I will not be able to get your accurate measurements, my lord. Well, I'm glad you don't mind it. Put your arms out like this for me. Thank you. I see all that sword wielding paid off. You can put them down now. Now, your neck. Very good. Now, shoulders. You look like someone who has done this before. Well, of course, a high-ranked knight such as yourself always needs to look your best, don't you? But obviously with male attendants, understandable. I am your first one then. I'm honored to be the first maid to touch you like that. And I'm so happy how you finally stand in for me, my lord. Do not take offense by a little maid. Small? Yes, my lord, I am quite short. Unfortunately, I was not blessed with height. However, I am in different areas. Now, your chest. Enjoying it? Well, I'm not going to pretend that I don't like what I see, but you don't help either, flexing muscles when I didn't tell you to do so. Also, I can see your eyes move up and down. I am not the only one measuring now, am I, my lord? I think we both enjoying this scenario. But I do need to finish my job, which in this case is... There we go. Here. I picked a more suitable outfit for you, my lord. I think this will be perfect for your meeting with Her Majesty. Fancy. Well, you can't just show up in any old linen in front of the queen now, can you? Allow me. Black suits everyone, and the colored little details will complement your eye color. So, let me just put this belt. You know, my lord, it will take way more than this to intimidate me or make me lose my temper. I have to deal with all sorts of people and their requests, not to mention Her Majesty's, my master's orders, which can be sometimes, well, for the lack of better word, interesting. So, you grabbing my hand will only prevent me from doing my job. So tell me, my lord, what is it that you want to do now? What is something that you desire in this moment? What is that your soul yearn for? Judging by the way you grab my wrists, I'm pretty sure I have quite correct answer in my head. I can't blame you though. For you, who is not used to someone order to undress them, it is quite exciting, isn't it, my lord? So, tell me. Oh, information. Well, that is all that, damn, I'm not going to lie. And what information, my lord? Why? I'm pretty sure I already told you. Her Majesty will tell you why she summoned you. There's nothing more I can say about that. So if you don't mind, then I will dress you up. As that is indeed what Her Majesty ordered me to do, so if you would let my hand go, I would really appreciate that. Thank you. What will happen with the things I took off? Well, I will keep it safe, don't you worry about it, my lord. Your outfit and weapons will be safe with me, and I will not go anywhere. Yes, I will just stay right here in this room. After all, I do need to take care of other businesses here too. What? That is not important to you, my lord. After all, your business is not with me. It's with Her Majesty. Yes, like I said, I will keep them safe, don't worry about it. There, all done. Now, you are ready to meet with Her Majesty, the Queen. You look perfect for a private meeting, my lord. After all, this is indeed what was specifically described by Her Majesty. The outfit perfectly complements your structure, leaving just a little bit for the imagination. And the color suits you perfectly, and the little details make the whole fabric more interesting, more sophisticated. If someone would see you right now, they would think you are royalty and not a captain. One of my finest work, if I do say so myself. Well, I did work with a fine specimen, that is for sure. And this right here is magnificent. I have never seen something like this before. The length. Can I hold it? Truly magnificent. Someone like me was never able to hold something like this before. No, I was not allowed. I was only able to see how people use it. But to hold one, and this size too, can I take it out, my lord? Will you allow me? Please. Please, my lord. Let me take it out. Oh my. This is magnificent indeed. I have never seen something like so perfect. The shape and the length too. My words. If someone would see me right now, I would be in serious trouble. Why? You see, I am only a maid. I cannot. I wasn't supposed to hold, but I always wanted to learn to master these skills, but someone like me, it was inappropriate for me, and in some cases banned too. But I'm so glad my lord let me not just touch it, but hold it in my hand. Would you... No, maybe that's stepping out of the line. Would you teach me how to deal with it? How to use it. I mean, properly. I'm so glad. Thank you, my lord. But it's time you should go to the meeting. Thank you again, my lord, for letting me have it. Now that you said you will teach me, I think it's appropriate to call you master. If you don't mind, of course. No, marvelous. I will make sure to do everything right so you will be satisfied with my performance. I'm so happy. I always wanted to learn how to wield a longsword.